we might have thoughts tonight that would be come to mind readily as far as our sharing one with another. I know I'm taking a chance that there's going to be much said. I'm a good Boy Scout. I'm prepared with something else if we don't. But I've got confidence that the Lord will be merciful to us tonight. Because we've all got plenty to thank the Lord for. But as you might expect, I've got a couple of verses to read before we get started. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. Do you remember that verse? In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Now, he didn't say for everything, did he? In everything. There's some things that's happened in my life I wouldn't readily thank the Lord for. Although, even as David said, it was good that I've been afflicted, that I may learn to trust thy statutes. So even in the trials, even in the dark times, even in the hard times, the Lord's there for us. He's there with us, and he can help. You ever called upon somebody and asked them for some help and they didn't have a clue what to do? You never have to worry about that with the Lord. He knows exactly what we need, and he can do it. He can provide it. So, in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God. Not just a good suggestion. This is what the Lord would have us to do, not just on late November of every year. Every day. Every day. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus. Recently, and I think I mentioned this in a message not long ago, but it struck me as I pondered the scriptures, and it pondered me how often Jesus gave thanks unto the Father. Now, no doubt that was because he has perfect knowledge. But he's also our example. Give thanks. This is the will of God in Christ Jesus. If you have a hope in Christ, I noticed a number of the songs we sang tonight expressing our hope that when the trials of this life are over, we'll be blessed to be with him in heaven's pure world. That's because of Jesus. It's because of what he's done for us. And it's because he's given us his Spirit to awaken us to spiritual things, and he's blessed us to know the truth. I'm satisfied, even if we'd never heard the gospel, having the Spirit within us would give us a longing. We may not understand a whole lot about what it is, but that Spirit would give us a longing for something better. I've heard folks laugh at the idea that the Indians had a hope for a happy hunting ground. Well, to me, that's just a perfect example of having the desire without a whole lot of knowledge. Happy hunting ground? I've never thought about heaven in that way, have you? But they were looking forward to something. And that's what the Spirit gives us. Now, the gospel teaches us a whole lot more about it. But the Spirit of God gives us that desire. Now, before I get too wound up in some of these thoughts, I want to notice, remember how the Old Testament comes to a close? The book of Malachi, remember there was a 400-year silence. No prophet was sent to preach unto God's people during that 400 years after the writings of Malachi and before John the Baptist came preaching, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." 400 years of silence. Can you imagine what this nation would be like if there wasn't any preaching going on for 400 years? I mean, look at what it is with preaching going on. You know, in 40 days, the children of Israel were dancing around a golden calf while Moses was up on the mount. It reminds me that, you know, I may not get the quote exactly right. I hadn't thought about it in a while, but someone once said it took Israel 40 days to get out of Egypt. But after 40 years, Egypt still wasn't out of Israel. But during this, as Malachi prophesied at the closing of the Old Testament, this is another one of those 3:16s. Malachi 3:16. Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it. And a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name. That was a long time ago. But it was a people, this is something that's spoken of those that feared the Lord. Then again, it mentions that feared his name. So, the fear of the Lord comes from having the Spirit within you. And to fear his name means that we reverence that name to such a degree that there's an influence upon our life as to how we live. Those folks spake often one to another. And I'm hoping that our conversation tonight and the things that we share tonight will be the kind of things that's embraced by this verse, that they spake often one to another, and a book of, and the Lord hearkened. He heard it. And a book of remembrance was written before him. In other words, that's not a record here on earth. God took note of it in heaven. Would you say that's one of the ways that we can lay up treasure in heaven? God heard it. The implication is he was pleased with it. It pleases him. You know, one of the Psalms says, "Let the redeemed of the Lord say so." It pleases him for us to speak well of those things God has done for us. Don't you just enjoy sitting down with somebody and spending some time with a person that loves the things of the Lord and wants to talk about the things of the Lord, don't you enjoy talking about those things? There's a reason for that. Because when we do that, it glorifies God. It gives the glory where the glory needs to be. Not on us. You know, Psalm 115 says, not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name be glory for thy mercy and for thy truth's sake. And I hope we've got some things to share tonight. I know if we would take the time to speak of all the things the Lord's done for us, we'd be here a long time, wouldn't we? Yeah, just one person. That's right. That's right. But the older I get, the more it seems like I'll have less attention for the things of this world and more on the people that's in it. The people that's in my life. Family, friends, church folks. Church family. You know, we've in our sister Nancy and I in our married life, we've moved around a good bit. I took her away from here and took her over to Georgia, and then we went to Texas, then we went to Missouri. And while we were in Missouri, we traveled around to a lot of states, and back to Georgia, back over here. I've told Sister Nancy a lot of times, I hope my next move is up. You may get tired of me here, but I hope my next move is up. But the Lord's been good to us. Everywhere we've gone, the Lord's been good to us. And you know what? Everywhere I've been, I have found good folks. Oh, there's some rascals out there, and you know it. But everywhere we've gone, we've found good folks. And maybe because my employment oftentimes led me to nursing homes, because I was in and out of nursing homes all around this country, and I think it takes a person with a special heart to work in a nursing home. So a degree of compassion, at least. And I met an awful lot of good folks. And I'm so thankful to the Lord that He's blessed us with so many who love Him and don't mind talking about it. So I'm going to stop talking. And I'm going to give you the opportunity to share some of the things that you're thankful for. Now, I didn't even get started on what I'm thankful for, but I want to hear from you. And let's talk to each other. Speak to one another of the things the Lord has done for us, what we're thankful for. And you know, if we didn't have a single blessing going on right now, it seemed like in our life, if we've got the hope of heaven, we got something to hold on to, don't we? All right? Now, in order to be heard better, if you want to come up here to the microphone, that's fine. But I just want to open the floor now and give you the opportunity to share one with another. Who would like to start?
This year has been a trying year. I can remember I wrote in one of my journals, I said, the end of 2014, I said, I'm so excited to see what 2015 will bring. I didn't realize the ups and downs, the roller coasters of emotions, the struggles to my family, people I love. But even through all of that, one of the things that I had asked God for was that He would draw me closer to Him, that He would bless me to be more of the doer, reading of His Word, praying. I don't pray like I ought to, but I do read His Word more than I've ever read His Word. Through the struggles with things going on in our family, with children, I learned to just hang on to Him, knowing that I can't fix things like I want to, knowing that I can't protect those that I love the most. But 2015 has been a good year, and I'm thankful for every one of you here. Each one of you enriched my life in ways that I can't tell you, but I want you to know that I love you. I'm thankful for the heritage that I have here at Piney Grove. I got a long heritage. I've been coming here since I was 6 months old. My daddy's been coming here since he was probably in his mother's womb. And I'm thankful for that. It's their love and their encouragement and their strength and a lot of their prayers that has gotten me where I am today. Would not be the person that I am today without those two folks sitting over there. I'm thankful for my husband and companion. I truly believe that God brought us together, and He's kept us together through the trials, the tribulations, the struggles. Thankful for my children, all three of my children. They've blessed our lives. They've enriched our lives. They've made our lives a whole lot more fun and laughter. They've brought a lot of joy in our lives. To see each one of them grown and doing their own thing and living their own lives and still willing to call me mama and let friends know that, hey, that's my mama. It's a great blessing. So I'm thankful for the blessings that the Lord has given me of reading His Word, a closer walk with Him. And I pray that as we continue on, that the Lord will draw each one of us closer to Him. That we can learn to pray to Him, the loving Father, our Savior, our strength and our guide. But I can't tell you the love that this church has, always had and has now, and the love that I feel in my heart for each one of you that sits under the sound of the preaching of the gospel here at Piney Grove, and those that visit and come to fellowship with us from time to time. I love you. I thank God for you. May God bless you.
When Brother Clayton told us to think about this for the last couple of weeks, the last few years we've been doing this, I haven't been doing that. I would think, well, it'll come to me and all of that, but I really took that to heart. In the last couple of days, as I would have my Bible study, I would pray, Lord, help me to meditate on this and reach down to the depth of my heart. So, having said that, my mind goes to one of the greatest blessings that, and they're all great and wonderful, but one that I repeat more than the others is why God would have enough mercy for me. That is really a blessing. But when I think that he spared not even his son, sometimes I can comprehend that and sometimes I can't. Is it a blessing? Oh, yes. Like we've heard our pastor say, if that's the only blessing we ever get, we've had all that we need. And so my mind goes to that. My mind also goes first to that he came down from heaven knowing everything he was going to go through, the inhumane treatment that he would bear, and he came willingly. And then I think about how much I complain. So is that a blessing? Oh, yes, indeed, it is a blessing. And so I think of God, that he blessed me to know he's God. He has a lot of children that he has chosen by his own will, that some of them don't even know that they're where their loved one is. We are blessed to know. Some of them, I think sometimes when I think about people, and I hear it from time to time, that they don't know about his grace, but yet I'm blessed to know about his grace. And I don't thank him enough for that. But I'm getting better on that. And then, you know, God has blessed us so much with that. And then my mind goes to my earthly parents. Oh, how I wish I could go back in time and tell them how much I love them. And most of the time I think about them, and then I have tried to remember, give, God knows, so that's all that matters. He knows where my heart is. So he blessed me with wonderful parents. He blessed me to live in a home where God's name was mentioned daily. He blessed me to wake up in the morning and my father would be reading the Bible. He blessed me with, I'm not getting mom and daddy out of the way as far as, you know, but I'm just saying that I was blessed to see where they, even though they were as human as they were, they lived the word to the best of their ability, is what I'm trying to say, and was blessed. And then I think of how God has blessed me to know that he takes his time in our prayers when we pray. He blessed me too. I had prayed many times, and he's blessed me with a wonderful granddaughter. It took over 40 years, but I'm blessed to have her by my side and to hear her sing and to worship with me. That is such a blessing to me. And then I think of my church family. Oh my goodness. When our earthly families have gone, our earthly parents, God saw fit for us to have the family of God with us. And it is more than beyond words that you can explain. Sometimes we can feel each other's pain and not even hear one say it. And we are blessed to be close with one another. And I've seen other churches, and I hear this lady of whom I've known for a long time talk about the church that she goes to, and we know they're good people. We know that. Here again, there is a blessing that God has blessed us to know is true. But she doesn't even know half of the people there, and she'll tell me they go into worship and they leave. She want to know what we did, and I said, oh, I'm so glad you asked. I said, first of all, we speak to each other. We hug each other. We tell each other how much we love each other, and it's good to see you, and how are you doing, before the services even begin. The look on her face was priceless. I said, and then, as if that's not enough, I've been known to go back to someone that we've already spoken to. Well, let's do it again. So we are really blessed to have this family here on earth, the church family. And then when our loved ones have gone, God has blessed us to maintain a memory. He doesn't take everything away. He leaves us with memories that we can go back in time and to know in our hearts that we will see them again, but in a different manner. He's given us faith. Oh my goodness. The faith that gives us hope, that gets us through this world of sin and sorrow. He's blessed us to know that Christ is coming again. And I could go on and on. But that every day that we live, that he's blessed us to know that he is always there. We can call on him at any time. And a lot of people don't know that they can do that. And so the older I get, and I'm really been feeling that lately, but the older I get, the more I want to love him, the more I want to know of him, the more I want to read the word that he has preserved for us until the end of time. And that is just everything to me. But when I awake in the mornings, and I'm trying to do this more and more often, there are so many things that we get that we don't think about. Is the air that we breathe, the water that we drink, the fact that he's there 24/7, and so I try to thank him every morning. But I want to, it just slipped my mind, but it was I don't remember now. But the key thing is when I just recently went out and I look up at the stars and I think about how every one of them has a name. I mean, and he even knows my name. He knows where I live. He knows what I do. And I never, never, never want to be away from him. But when I look up at the stars and I was thinking about tonight, I thought, well, I guess I can tell the people there to, if you can count the stars, then that will touch some of the blessings that I've got. But basically what I'm trying to do is tell each and every one of you that you mean more to me than what I could ever tell you. There's not words. I don't think, if I tried to think, I couldn't even begin to tell you what all of you mean to me. How blessed we are that God has given us his house to come. And just for a little while to close those doors and leave the world out that we have had to deal with 7 days a week and come in and worship God and hear his name preached in truth and in power, to sing praises to his name, to feel his spirit, to know that he's there is... That's when I feel like my cup is really, really running over. But we are a very blessed nation. We're a blessed people, and we know that we don't know when he's coming again, but by his grace and his mercy and the faith he has given to us, we know he's coming. We just don't know when. So until then, I try to repay him back by doing as much as I can, but even then I come short. But I was telling Dina Michelle today, I said, you know, I don't know. I said, when you've had something to happen less than 12 hours ago, I knew in my mind and my heart that what I wanted to say, but I thought, you know how you question, do I share this? And yes, I'm going to share it, because when we're given a blessing that we immediately know that it comes from God, I think it's wonderful to share it. And every Wednesday, there is one family that I go to visit with hospice, and I do this on Wednesday morning. And he relies on hospice. They rely on me to be able to fulfill that commitment. And so, but around 7 o'clock last night, I began to get ill. And I started running a fever, and I knew, and I had a sore throat so bad that I didn't even want to swallow. And I sat down on the couch, and I said, Lord, what am I going to do? I knew what his plans were about groceries to get for his precious wife that has Alzheimer's. Oh, and this will bring you really down, and that's why I love to do this. But I knew that it was too late to call hospice, too late to get them someone, and so I turned to God. And so, which is wonderful, because so many times I'm guilty of trying to call other people to see what they can do, but through his gospel being preached and his words, I'm blessed to learn more and more, go to him first. And so I thought, what am I going to do? And I knew that, so I just kept praying and decided, I decided to take my temperature, and it was 100.88. And my throat was even worse, so I went to bed praying, and I just went on to bed, and I prayed. And I usually don't sleep all night, but I did last night. As a matter of fact, I overslept, but I woke up about 5:45. And when I woke up, I didn't notice it at first, but when my feet hit the floor and I was walking down the hallway, no soreness in my throat, and my fever was completely gone. Now, that's from God. So, you know, prayer is wonderful and powerful, but I just thought, Lord, this is not even the tip of the iceberg of your blessings for me. But I'm glad that we've had this chance to do it and to tell each other that we love each other and we can feel that love flowing from breast to breast. And I love this opportunity because I think we can't say I love you enough. We just, in my mind, we can't say it enough. And that comes from God. And that comes naturally from him when he's taught us what he's taught us. So I will say again to each of you, I wouldn't be anywhere where I'm at right now. And I love each and every one of you, and I love all of you, and we could just stay here all night. It's fine with me. But God bless each and every one of you.
I'm going to speak in general terms. Please don't think. Please don't think that I take for granted any blessings. There have been so many through my life. I'm so thankful for this church. I can't tell you the condition I would be in if it were not for this body. So many blessings have come, and the first time I came here, y'all just don't know what kind of courage it took for me to come. And it took a long, long time for me to build that up, but the Lord was with me, and he blessed me to be able to come and open the door and walk in, and immediately I saw and felt the love of God in your sweet faces. I could say I'm thankful for his mercy and grace, and that's true. But right now, what I'm most thankful for is his long suffering. Because I fail him so much. I say I'm going to try to do better. Sometimes I do better, sometimes I don't. But he's always with me. And I know that he loves me. In the last 5 years, I have seen both of my parents experience miraculous healing that could only come from God. Even stage 4 cancer and congestive heart failure. He is able. He is still in the miracle business, and he is the only one who is able to do it all. I'm thankful that I was able to go to Missouri and spend so much time with my parents this summer. It was such a great blessing. My whole adult life, I've never just taken the time to do that. And I've been so ashamed of myself for not doing it, because I would put other things ahead of that. And you only have a certain amount of time with your family. So I would say to any of you, if there's something that you want to do for or with someone that you love, please do it now. Because you just don't know. Just don't know. We're not promised tomorrow. I am also thankful for a better relationship with my oldest brother. He and I don't see each other much, but we have been able to have conversations through texting quite a bit in the last several years. And it still surprises me out of the blue when he texts me. But it's good. It's been a good thing. And we've never been close all of our lives. But I am truly thankful to actually know who he is and to learn about his personality. I'm so thankful to be a mama. Even though sometimes your babies hurt you. But I wouldn't trade either one of them for a second without them. Again, I am so thankful for this body. Y'all have blessed me so much. It's been a great joy to me to be able to worship in a church instead of at my home with a tape recorder, because I have done that many times before I was able to come here. But God knows what he's doing. He knows, no matter what you're going through, he knows what he's doing. And he's able to care for you through everything that you can go through in this life. No matter how hard it is, no matter the times that you cry out because you think he can't hear you. But he can. And he does. If you've ever felt his love, he always has loved you, and he always will. And I know all of y'all know that. Yes. Sometimes daily. Another thing that I am thankful for is his revelation. I guess in times past, I just kind of felt like it wasn't important for me to understand God's word. But since I have been coming here, I've learned much differently. So I've my desire to know him, to have a better relationship with him, has grown so much. And I still fail him every day. But I am trying, and he's blessed me. So many times I have thought about picking up my Bible and something would happen. The devil's trying to keep me from reading that word. And I've learned through the last couple, 3 years, that I have to resist whatever those things, whatever those interruptions are, I have to resist them. And if it's something that I absolutely cannot put off, to not forget to go back to that word, because you just don't know what blessing you'll miss if you don't take the time to read his word. I love each and every one of you. I love all of those that aren't here tonight. Thankful to be with y'all and to be so close with so many of you. I pray God will bless each and every one of you for your effort to come here tonight. I'm done.
I don't know about y'all, but I've been inspired tonight. This is good. I appreciate all y'all have spoken that you've you spoke from what I felt. And I don't know if there's much that I could say. But I am thankful for the Lord having pity upon us, and in spite of ourselves, his Spirit dwells with us, and he leads us. And sometimes we don't want to go the way he wants us to go. But he's got a way of gently getting us on the right path. I believe that God leads us along in our lives. I remember for years and years, I wanted to be a member of a church that worshiped every Sunday, and one, you know, came together. The body came together every Sunday. It seemed like everywhere we went, our members, they didn't do that. And I prayed that the Lord would lead us where we can do that. That was the desire of my heart for years and years. And I'm so thankful that the Lord led us to Piney Grove. That was one of the reasons we wanted to come to Piney Grove, because y'all better every Sunday. There wasn't many people back then. There was a meeting every Sunday. And y'all, Piney Grove was put down by some folks for meeting every Sunday. But I count it a blessing. And, well, it's like it was said here already, we're family. And if you don't live with your family and show them your love often, it'll wax cold, and we drift here and yonder, and it's just not a good way to live. But we need that family life, and I'm so thankful that the Lord has blessed me to see that, because that's one thing it seems to be tearing down and being torn down in our country is the family. So I just pray. That's a prayer that I have, that our families would be kept close together. So I'm very thankful that the Lord has led us to Piney Grove, and y'all have accepted us . Lord, it's a great blessing to be here. We have lots to be thankful for. I think above, we're speaking of family, but I think the way the Lord has led me to my wife, and it's the love that she has shown and it's manifested daily unto me and to our family, our children, is miraculous. But that's the way it is with God, is in his family. There's nothing of ourselves that would attract us to each other except through the Spirit of the Lord leading us this way. And each one of you mean a lot to me. I just don't know how to thank the Lord enough for you. And in my daily meditations, I love to meditate on what the Lord has given us. The last time we had preaching, and sometimes I can't remember what he preached on, but then I just strive to and pray that the Lord will give it to me. And, you know, sometimes it comes to me. And so that makes me very thankful. And there's even been a time or two that it inspired a little song, you know. Lord, we have so much to be thankful for. Let's continue. I don't want to take up too much of that time.
Amen. One else? All right.
would it be worthwhile to you? But I have a couple of songs that that I just haven't been able to get out of my mind. And one of them songs, as I can remember from way back when I was just a little boy in a cotton patch. And these old darkies, they would just sing that song continuously from the time they got to work to the time they left. Can you imagine what that song might be? But what that song was, it was sometimes. I don't know what the number of it is right now, but maybe it'll come to me. But it was an inspirational song. You may say, well, how can you say that was an inspirational song? Do you know, I've always wondered why them darkies could go out to this cotton patch, and they could pick 500 pounds a day. Do you know why? Have you ever heard an inspirational song? That was my inspiration. And if you meditate on that, you'll be able to do more than you ever thought you could.
Good thought.
Sometimes I wish I could talk like I think sometimes. There was 1, 2, 3 songs I was thinking about. One of them was Beulah Land, and it's 588. I do not know exactly if I can. Or should I say 488? In other words, it kind of starts off as I'm kind of homesick. Uh-huh. I'm kind of home. sick for our country. In which I have never. Been before. No sad goodbyes. Where I've never no sad goodbyes.
Will there be spoken?
Do you want to sing it?
Do you want to?
If you want to. I don't have my glasses.
Yeah, mine.
Is that what you wanted to say?
Well, that's one of the songs.
Well, do you care if we sing it? You want to read it?
588. And it's Sweet Beulah Land.
Do you want to sing all three verses?
If you'd like to.
Okay. You want me to stay up here with you?
If you like.
Okay.
I'm kind of homesick for a country.
Yeah.
Times I have heard that song and said, I won't want that song to be sung at my funeral. I don't know whether I'll ever see it or not. But maybe somebody will. Let's see. Now,